Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one who'll sleep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
I'm here. I am very full from Thanksgiving. I really, 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 really hope that everyone had, like, a really good Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's been a crazy week on the soaps. It's been it's been a crazy week, and it's been a very emotional week on the soaps. And if anyone asked me if I've seen a lot of the soaps this week, no. I saw Tuesday the passing of Edward. I haven't seen Wednesday. Let me tell you, that had me gripped. That had me crying. That had me really believing that with Dawn Inger in the bed. We can talk about that. But before that, I have a rant before I bring on everyone. And everyone's probably going to say, oh, sick. How's it going on another rant? But this rant is deserved. And I don't care what people think of me after my rant, because it's how I feel after this week. Okay, here it goes. America, America, America. You got it wrong. You got it so wrong with Dancing with the Stars this week. I do not even know where to yell at you, American people. You got it wrong. You got it wrong. You got it so wrong. Sending Emmett and Apollo home? Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, if anyone else has not watched Dancing with the Stars, yeah, I'm sorry, but I have to do this. Okay, so Apollo and Emmett, for what? For what? For what reason? To kill me? You know, it was sad. It was maddening. Because, you know, they're the person that deserves more than anyone else to get sent home, and that's killing also. Okay, the girl can only do one thing, lay on her back. That's all she's good for, America, lay on her back. She's not a good actress, she's not a good dancer, and, you know, next week, America, you better not fail me. We need to get behind either Sean Johnson or Melissa Wyckoff, because this is, you know, bad. This is bad. This is really bad. I don't care if people think I'm chemobathing or I'm hurting anyone's heart. I'm done. I am done with, you know, pretending this actress, if we want to call her, is good. Oh, we have good acting chops or anything. She does not. And the subgenre, this is not going to save the subgenre, you guys. This is going to make the subgenre go out the window tenfold. So, okay. Daytime After Dark, and I'm playing to the Late Zone Radio. We're not mind me saying this too. We are not standing behind chemo with the finals. We are not. And if anyone doesn't like that, they can shudder where the sun doesn't shine. But we are getting behind, you know, Sean Johnson or Melissa Wyckoff. Yeah, oh boy, see, yeah, delayed. I told you my, hi, Anna. Welcome to my crazy show. Okay, I'm going to let people on now. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Callie. How are you?
Good. How do you like my rant?
Well, I agree with you. I think the two people that should have gone home the other night were Emmett and Kelly because they were in the bottom. So, I mean, I think that this year, they right at that point, those were the two that should have gone home. And actually, the best two dancers right now are Sean and Melissa. And, I take the show very seriously, so I think they're the best two dancers. So I hope one of them wins. But they'll probably knock each other out.
Let's not even say it. We are not saying on the show. We are not even going there because we are not even going to wish that. That is an evil wish. That is a bad, bad, not 10 bads for us to even think it. And
I got
Silo?
10 bads.
Yes, 10. Silo, is that you?
Hello.
Hey, 860, you on the air?
Hello, Carly. How are you?
Good.
You know
hi, Dom, right?
Who?
Dom.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Dom.
No, it's David.
Oh, David.
Oh. Oh, this is really a, Oh, hi,
you,
David.
You didn't sound so happy to hear from me.
So, David, what can I do for you?
I just called in. I'm sorry you haven't seen the tribute episode yet, the Wednesday's episode. It's worth watching. That's all I have to say on that.
Okay,
worth.
David, I understand that, but I don't want to cry. I have cried on Tuesday.
I saw
you know, I cried. You know, I cried so much on, you know, Tuesday that I wanted to wait for the weekend. I understand that I have a show, but, you know, my crying, you know, there's so many soaps right now that is making me cry that I just wanted to cry in one false Trumping get over with, and oh, Kitty's here. Yay, thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
So how are you, Carol?
I'm fine. How are you? Oh, you didn't wait for me to press one.
So, I'm all thanks for agreeing with me on regarding Dancing with the Stars. I'm glad. Carrie, did you miss my little rant?
Yeah, I did. I had to deal with something before I had to hang up and deal with something.
Okay, well, you can.
What did you say?
Hear back because it was great.
Dancing with the Stars is rigged. Did it go something like that?
Well, I whipped it down one and another, so.
Not quite.
Well, I could some more, but, you know.
Well, were there a few more expletives than what I just said?
Oh, 760, you're on the air, too.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I didn't put my hand up on purpose because I'm watching the end of a movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
I just didn't want to leave you out and then get accused of leaving you out. That would not be bad. That would be bad for me. Okay, so...
How was your Thanksgiving?
How was my Thanksgiving? It was good, but I'm full. And I never, ever, ever want to eat ever again. Which I know, I don't mean that, but...
Until tomorrow?
Well, I know, but no. Yesterday, I felt like all I did, you guys, was eat. I'm like, breakfast was good, but then when we went over my sister's, she had really good appetizers. And so... I was eating the appetizer, and I kept going back for, like, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. So, and then when we got to dinner, I was still hungry. But no, people, I did not. Well, I did not have that much turkey. I had a couple of skin of turkey, but I did not actually have the turkey because I don't like turkey.
Oh, that makes two of us.
I'm not crazy about it either.
It's bad.
Yes, I mean, come on. And who says, really, you have to have turkey on Thanksgiving? Just because it's turkey day, why do you have to have turkey anytime? That's what I want to know. Anyone want to point out why turkey is so...
Because the pilgrims said so.
Okay.
Oh, please. I have prime rib, though.
You have what?
Prime rib.
I have lamb.
Well, I have ham.
We have another call. Block number, I think this is Alva.
Hey, yes, me.
Hey, Alba.
Hey.
Well, I get two block numbers and I was singing with you, but I wasn't sure if it was you. And then you said you might call in Friday, so I remember that, so I'm glad I didn't make an ass of myself. Oh, yeah, but you missed my funny rant.
I did. I was trying to log on to this crazy block talk, and it still won't let me log in. It's crazy.
I had trouble, too. I had to turn my computer off, go back in. I had trouble.
Albie, God.
Albie would have liked her rant.
Yeah, you will. Albie, if you have a chance, listen to it in the archive, just like the first 5 minutes, and go to the bathroom before you do, because I'm funny.
Okay.
Okay, oh, and Candace is here. Yay!
Hi.
Hey, Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Yes, girl.
I can't believe I'm going to do what I'm going to do on air, but you kind of pushed me to it.
Oh, God.
Okay, don't send me a text that you are having surgery, when you're having surgery. Okay, I am very happy you're okay, but you help me read.
I'm sorry. Well, you got to kind of fill everybody in, Carly, because a lot of people don't know what happened to me this past weekend.
Okay, well, I hope you don't mind talking about it because I kind of just said it.
No, I don't.
Okay, good. But okay, don't ever do that again, okay?
It wasn't my fault. It was my freaking face fault. That's all I got to say. My face pulled up.
Okay, what happened? We all want to know what happened.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been having issues with these lymph nodes that has been going on for about, what, a year? I'm going to say a year, right? So Saturday afternoon while watching TV, my whole left side felt weird. It started to swell up, and then it went numb. So I went to the emergency room where I thought they were just going to write a prescription for me and send me home. They kept me until Tuesday afternoon. I had to do a lymph node biopsy where they took several enlarged lymph nodes. I have not received my results yet, but I'm on recovery right now. So there's a lot of things I can't do on the left side, like eat normal. So I didn't really have a Thanksgiving dinner. So I have, like, these stitches and everything, so. But I'm okay. I mean.
Knock on wood, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will be okay. I mean.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'm sure the biopsy is a Pregoxin, and it will come out fine, and this never ever scare Carly ever again.
I know, I scared so many people because nobody was expecting me to be in an emergency room and then be in there until Tuesday. Like, I felt weird. It was just, it was even scary when they did the needle. Like, I'm pretty sure if anybody has had a biopsy before, like a 22-gauge needle goes into your skin.
No,
yeah.
But.
Well, it's worse than a regular flu shot, obviously. Because they're really opening your skin. This was opening skin.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but
well,
I don't remember the aftermath. I don't. Okay. Echo.
Well, I mean, but you never remember, like, when you wake up and everything. That is no more, though.
Yeah.
Okay, someone's computer is being funny.
I'm trying to get on to my talk. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This thing is not letting me on. It won't let me on.
You know, Blog Talk has, excuse my friends, but Blog Talk has been a bit, it took me like an hour last night to set the show up, so I don't know why.
Yeah, I have to keep refreshing the page. I just cut my sound off the computer, but I got to keep refreshing to get any sound out of it, but I just cut it down.
Oh, and Sam, you are back. Not on me. So.
Thank you.
Kansas, but you don't have to go through anything more or anything. You're done, right?
No. Because they found more. They found more lymph nodes, like enlarged ones, that could be affected. So they couldn't get all of it out, obviously, for insurance purposes for right now, but they set me up for December 21st, the week before Christmas, to have some more. And not only that, when I did my x-ray, they found a 3-millimeter bump. I guess that's what I'm going to say. They said lymph node, I said bump, nearby my chest area.
Oh.
So they can't figure out why you're having your lymph nodes are inflamed?
They're going to tell me on Tuesday, they said. That's when the results come back because I've been on, like, when I got released on Tuesday, they tell you to make sure if they don't call you, you call them. So I called Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, Wednesday night. I forgot yesterday was Thanksgiving. I called this morning, so I'm stalking them.
Well, you need to.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is
so
there any?
Oh, go ahead. Is there anything you guys can do?
Well, let us know if there's anything we can do, and
I know one thing. You guys can tell me what I missed on General Hospital. I did see Edwards, the Thanksgiving one. I did see the like maybe 15
awesome.
Minutes of
it. That was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, only saw
I
saw the last 15 minutes of it. I didn't see the first one because they gave me something, and I felt really good, actually.
Yes.
But
yeah, you know, the ending, that's what killed me was the ending, the way they ended it. That was just beautiful.
It was.
I cried.
It was.
Well, it was 2 days. Actually, both, it started the day before. The 2 days were very, very emotional.
Oh,
yeah.
It was definitely
a two-day affair.
I'm glad, but... Okay, I know people are going to think I'm crazy. Alba always thinks I am, so... Alba, I'm saying that in a joking way, by the way. But...
I know you are.
Okay,
oh,
but...
No, dead man's hand?
Okay, Carrie, you cannot go against me, okay? Carrie, you're not funny at this moment, but no. Okay, so I was watching Tuesdays, and... You know, we saw the hands and the robe. Okay, fine. Kathy always thinks I'm losing my mind, but I don't care. I could swear that was John Inger's robe and John Inger's hand because it looked so much like his hand and his robe, and it was bugging me.
Well, I'm sure the robe was
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but at the end, when AJ supposedly came too late, The body double actor was still breathing. You could tell the body double actor was breathing and responded just a little bit when AJ put his hand on grandfather and was crying. You could see that the guy was still alive.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, I did.
Go back and watch that,
and you will start cracking up.
I was crying so with AJ. I said, oh, my God. I was crying then, too.
Yeah,
you know,
I was crying
with AJ
already. Go back and watch that, and you will start cracking up.
I won't crack up, unfortunately. It was too sad to cry. I mean, I'm sure the guy's breathing because he's not a corpse.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm saying is that the guy doesn't know how to play dead very well, whoever it is. But I'm telling you, they picked a really good body actor for that. And they picked another great body actor for the second day of it. Oh, that was awesome, the second
that
day.
That was good.
I'm telling you, Ron Farfati
and Frank Valentini, they are doing wonders with the show. They are doing a fantastic job with General Hospital since they got, since they ended up running the show. 10 times
really?
Better.
Really? They are doing a great job, really? If they were doing such a great job, Jake would be home by now.
Well, yeah, that's one aspect that they could have.
I know, but I just don't like saying that, Kay. Thank you.
They're still doing a great job.
Yeah, they're doing a great
job.
It's amazing. You know.
Think of where we were.
Under the old regime, we would never be able to have AJ's side of the story told under Franz and Guza.
Yeah.
Okay? And it pissed all that stuff, it pissed me off. So I was so happy when AJ finally came home, and that under this new regime that we are actually getting AJ's side. You know?
Well, under the old regime, the show would be canceled by now. We wouldn't be watching it right now.
That's
right. You know what really frustrates me, though? The thing that frustrates me is with the way this show is doing now, okay? If the powers that be watched the send off for John Engel, okay? If they actually watched that, they would definitely never have if they'd done, if they'd seen what, they would never have been, I don't know how in the world they could have canceled One Life to Live and All My Children with writing like this.
Well, it's very simple. We know the answer. Well, it had nothing to do with the writing the ratings. It was an agenda to kill all the soaps. Fortunately for GH, they were the last of the bunch because they would have been canceled too. Fortunately for GH, we were already organized and ready to fight them. Unfortunately, All My Children and One Life to Live had to be the sacrificial lambs for General Hospital.
I'm telling you, though, it shouldn't have had to be, though.
We all agreed to that.
Yeah.
You guys, just, I know we are talking about this, but I was just, you know, on some websites, and I guess Larry Hagman passed away.
Aww.
Last night.
Who? Larry Hagman.
Oh, my God.
He died?
How old was he?
Yeah. Larry Hagman, Dallas Levin, they all
really
Ewing died last night at 81.
Larry
oh,
Hagman.
My God.
I didn't want to bring anyone down. I just didn't know if anyone knew it, and I saw it, and I didn't know, and I'm like, what?
Are you sure he died?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just looking.
I wonder why it hasn't been on the news.
I was trying to do something else. I heard someone, you said someone died.
Yeah,
Wait a minute, because I'm watching Steve. I didn't see it on Twitter or anything. I didn't see it. It usually is on Facebook.
Wait a minute, hold on. Carly, he didn't die.
He didn't die.
Oh yeah, he did. I see it.
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
Dallas legend Larry Hagman, who played York Ewing, has passed. This was posted 20 minutes ago.
Oh my God.
This
just happened.
So that's why I asked if it just happened, because it's not even
Breaking news.
I wouldn't say something if it wasn't true like that. I mean,
we wouldn't have blamed you. The site could have had it wrong.
But he died last night.
You know, Carly, because they did that with Bill Cosby, too, had said he had died.
Oh, that's right, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, it wouldn't have been your fault. It would have been theirs because, that happened with Bill Cosby.
You're only reporting what you saw.
Right.
Josh, back up.
What are you talking about Bill Cosby? I'm confused now.
Celebrity deaths. So many people were upset when they heard about Bill Cosby. They all thought Bill Cosby had passed away.
Right, and it was false. Oh, I feel bad. And that new show Dallas, it was just on the roll too.
Dallas is fantastic. So this is going to be interesting. Yep, I see it. The Sun newspaper. JR stars Larry Hagman has died at the age of 81.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm about to go to People, because the Sun, if I'm recalling, the Sun is the British tabloid, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Let's see. There's a bunch of people who are talking about this.
I saw it. I just didn't want to.
Yeah. All right.
If you want to know it's true,
Larry
go to Twitter.
Is on Twitter right now.
Right.
Let's see.
But haven't you worried about the Bill Cosby? You remember when what's the big color died? Michael Jackson, the guy that said, like...
Ooh, you're breaking up, Carly.
The day that Michael Jackson died, they said, like, three other people died, but, you know, it wasn't true.
You know, it seems to only be the Sun that's reporting it from everything.
That's what I'm saying. Because the people...
Yeah.
I'm
calling people that are home, and people usually has breaking news.
Yeah.
And it does say something about Snooki.
Don't judge me, people. I went to Entertainment Tonight website.
Oh, Lord.
And
of all people. Sorry, Carly, but I don't trust Entertainment Tonight as far as I can throw them. I go on Google. And that's the only one that has it is the Sun.
I'd go to TMZ before I'd go to Entertainment Tonight.
TMZ has become kind of a good place because they were the first
things.
Michael Jackson. I
gotta
give them that. Okay,
you don't like them very much,
I remember when Michael Jackson died. Oh God, people made terrible jokes about this. Where they sent him to a children's hospital and stuff like that.
Okay, wait a minute, guys. Dallas Morning News just 4 minutes ago just posted.
Yeah, I see that. Actor Larry Hagman, notorious as Dallas Bill and J.R. Ewing, dies. It was just 4 minutes ago. Dallas Morning News.
Oh, wait, who said it, David?
Dallas
Morning News.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. But the thing about this is Friday night is Thanksgiving. We can maybe a lot of the celebrity sites are off for the weekend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If it just got released, it's going to take a while for it to spread. But
yeah. Oh, this is.
I'm
going to
miss it.
We're right on top of this.
I know, because somebody just now said to me on Twitter, they was like, "What are you talking about?" It's not even on Twitter yet.
I mean,
hold up, I'm about to post it.
Oh, hi, Silo. Welcome in the room. I have to wait until 9 to call. Okay, wait, does that mean she mean 8 my time? Nah, okay, I'm confused, but that's okay. That is
well,
so sad.
Yeah, there's really not much here on it. It just mentions it and then shows a picture of him with his TV son, and let's see.
Lily Gray just released a statement.
Larry Hagman, the North Texas native who millions around the world love to hate as backstabbing oil tycoon J.R. Ewing on CBS's hit series Dallas, died Thursday at 81, according to sources and media reports. Among those confirming his death were Linda Gray's agent, Jeffrey Lane, who said the actress was at Mr. Hagman's bedside when he died at a Dallas hospital, according to The Sun in London. He said another co-star, Patrick Duffy, was also present. They had been friends for 35 years, and they had worked together for so many years, so obviously it is devastating, Mr. Lane told The Sun.
Yeah, those three were very tight. When they did the reboot, they all three said, I will come back, and they come back when Linda and Patrick was also coming back, but not without Larry.
Right.
So it makes sense
that those two would be there for this to witness it. Yeah. And you know he had throat cancer. Larry Hagman had throat cancer. We're losing a lot of people to cancer these days. You know that? We are losing a lot of people to cancer.
I just can't believe that, you know, I mean, he has fought cancer and all that and the, another thing he had a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, a liver transplant many years ago.
Yeah,
How old was he,
Jeff?
81. That's, you know, but, wow.
I know, it's
Everybody's finding out. Everybody's finding out now on
Twitter.
Mm. Well, can we get the credit here, please? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But what a great legend he was. I mean, think about it. about it. Like, I remember watching him on repeats of I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh my God, Barbara Eden!
Of course,
that
Dallas.
That woman must have known magic because she still looks beautiful even to this day. I don't know how it is, but she still looks like she hasn't aged a day.
He's reporting it now. E News is reporting it.
Wait,
wow.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
What? E News. E News.
Yeah, E News is now reporting this, apparently.
Reporting it. WUSA Channel 9, I think that's New York, is reporting it as well.
Can we just say daytime after dog we reported before?
Well, it's amazing that we got the news right on the air.
I know, from the British tabloid.
No, we got it from Carly.
Yay, Carly. Good job,
yeah,
Carly.
Carly
gets to break the news.
Oh, I didn't want to break, like, some really sad news, but I thought, wait, this has not been reported on. And
But, Carly, you've done something first. You were the first blog radio host, the first person to break news before Twitter even got attached to it.
I know, that is history-making.
Very good, Carly.
That is great, Carly.
You're like Larry King right now. You're Oprah.
What's that guy's name yesterday that broke the story about JFK being dead? Walter Cronkite. You're like the Walter Cronkite right now.
I am not old, by the way.
You're dead.
You're old.
You guys are all bad.
Carly,
I'd rather not hear the news.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Carly, you broke news. Like, people were probably eating something, leftovers, watching TV while listening to Blog Talk, and then you broke news. Like, people are going to remember where they were when they were listening to Blog Talk, and they thought, oh, my God, like, what is that? Carly from Black from this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I need that laugh. This week has been just terrible. I mean, the whole using Edward thing, well, you know, going through the memorial thing, and now hearing this news, I mean, at least this is funny, the way you were able to break the news.
Well, I'm just thinking that Larry Hagman, I'm just like thinking in my head right now, I'm like, because my grandfather and I watched Dad every week together when he was alive, and I'm thinking, I wonder if they are going to meet up in heaven. I mean, they were both really duty and evil sometimes. I'm like thinking in my head, well, I wonder if they are going to meet up. So, yeah, that's why I could not believe. But when I was reading, I'm like, what? So, yeah.
Oh,
and Candace, I hope we don't, like, break anything and you're like, I'm going to feel really bad.
Oh,
I'm going to feel like a bad person.
No, you're not. Carly, think about it like this, okay? You know how we talk about moments? Like, this is a November to remember. We're still in November, right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a moment, and can I get somebody else to agree with me? This is a moment that we all remember for a long time, you know?
Yes,
we're gonna be like,
I agree with
we're
you,
like,
Candace.
Right, it's going to be like, wait a minute,
yeah,
before Us Weekly, People Magazine, think about that.
We
People
found
Magazine,
out before.
They didn't know crap.
We found out before they did.
So,
I know how Howard Stern felt when he was on the air when 9/11 occurred.
Why did you say Howard Stern? Of all people.
Yeah, why did you make
Howard
a dude
Stern
now?
You know,
see,
Howard
said journalist. I like Howard Stern, but I wouldn't have used that right now. I mean, like, Oprah, Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather.
The thing is, though, he was on the air. he was on the air for 9/11, and I listened to that. It was an amazing broadcast.
He was, because I remember what he first said. He said, and that's when I turned on today's show. But Carly, you need to take credit for this. I mean, it was sad. I mean, it was sad news to report, but that's what a true journalist does. They have to report the sad stuff.
This is weird, okay? Edward Coleman died on screen this week, and Mary Hickman dies? Okay, that is crazy in my head.
Okay, you also see the connection.
Everybody is really dying, even on and off. We had Edward.
Well, does that mean we're going to see Larry?
Has anybody been to the South Fork Ranch down in Texas?
I've always wanted to go. I've always wanted to see that.
Do you know how many people now are going, like right now as we speak, to hold like a visual something for him?
Oh, my God.
This is going to be on TV this weekend and on Monday on Access Hollywood. I bet
what,
it's definitely going to be on that show, Showbiz Tonight.
It will be on Monday, David. Because remember, Showbiz Tonight don't come on Fridays anymore. They now come on Monday through Thursday.
Oh, no, really? I haven't watched in a while, so that reminds me. Did anyone see the episode of Showbiz Tonight where they had the actor who plays AJ, Sean Kanan? They had him on the show, commenting
He's a regular
on the
on there.
Coming on the stuff that people were doing.
I
love AJ. I'm glad AJ's back on General Hospital.
Woo-hoo!
I am too.
Woo!
I am too. I'm loving it.
Well, I always loved AJ. But you know, I love both of them.
It was just a unique way people, and you can just, I know people, family that did that kind of stuff, cherish one person over the other, which is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I kind of sympathize with AJ because I dealt with the same kind of problems with my family. We're middle class, but we are very much like the Quartermains. We quarrel every time at every holiday event. And, you know, it's usually just a couple of people that set it off, but then everyone gets into it. And it's, we cannot go out in public to a restaurant without causing a scene. I've gotten used to it. My mother's like, never again, I don't want to do this again. She says this every year, but then every year we go back and do it.
I think everyone family in a way can be like the Coleman's. I mean, we've all families had fights on holidays, and you know, I'm like, okay, this is very Coleman like people, but you know.
This is an interesting little side note about General Hospital. Because of the Quartermain, people started getting interested in having pizza on Thanksgiving. So now Domino's and Pizza Hut are now open on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, because of the Quartermain.
So wait a minute, the Chinese restaurants are open because of Jason and Sam?
Wow.
Oh, Lord,
I'd like to point out that pizza place is open.
And it got picked up by Domino's and Pizza Hut, and now they're open on Thanksgiving Day now. And that's because of the Quartermain.
Wow, how much of the people...
And you know, wow, David, I did not know that you.
There's a website that lists all the stores and places, restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving, and apparently because of this the popularity of the Quartermains, people started sending in requests to big chain pizza places to be open on Thanksgiving, and Pizza Hut and Domino's
are now. Well, who
fault is it
that Walmart and them opened up that night, that Thanksgiving day then? And what, by the way, where did all those pizzas come from? Because they said they were closed for renovations. Where the, who, how did those pizzas get to the Quartermains door?
Well,
yeah, I wonder.
I think Edward had thought it had already planned in advance.
Oh, he ordered before he died.
Mm-hmm. I think he planned in advance, knowing that the, that there would be a disaster, so he pre-ordered the pizzas before all the craziness that happened before he died. It's just
I think it was. I think it was the ghost of Edward.
No.
It was his ghost.
Well, no,
they
I
were,
think Edward,
they
I think Edward planned
pizza.
It in advance because the. Edward always knew more than people thought he did about the family. I mean, even when Heather snuck in and took a look at the will, she said, "Oh, Edward, you really did think of everything." So I think he thought ahead and ordered the pizzas in advance.
He must have, yeah, but then he would have had to know what everybody was in the mood for.
Yeah.
Come on. How many times did it end up with pizza? How many times? Over how many years?
8 years? No, I believe.
I can't even count how far back it's been since a turkey managed to survive to the table at the Quartermain house.
Well, I think it's been at least 9 or 10 years that I remember. Maybe even more, but yeah. But really, you know, who really wants to have turkey? Let's go back at me hating turkey. Who really wants to have turkey on Thanksgiving? I mean,
well,
oh.
I thought overall the right people were there. At
the only
right
reason
time.
I got
and some of the dialogue was great in the last couple of days.
Oh, Brassy Lady just tweeted. She just tweeted about Larry Hagman. She says, no, not Larry Hagman. Please, no.
Who said that?
Who said?
Yeah, Brassy Lady just found out about Larry Hagman.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah.
It's sad, but he was 81 and he was in poor health, right? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, Carly, somebody said thank you, they just found out.
Don't have any.
I just want to say, people, I broke this, and I should be getting the credit, but okay.
You know what? Hold up. I'm putting this on Twitter. Hold on. Before...
Carly, where did you read it, Carly?
I went on the Sun. It was on Twitter on the Sun. And I'm
like,
what?
You broke the news?
Okay, but I saw it and I spoke about it. So can I have a little credit?
If you don't mind paying interest, sure.
See, I mean, I still can't believe... You know, none of the celebrity sites are breaking this yet. This is hysterical, people. Am I the crazy little one?
I can't believe it.
Even Yahoo hasn't broken yet.
Yahoo's slow.
I'm just saying.
But if we're being sponsored by Yahoo, Yahoo is great.
Yeah. Let Carrie talk. Carrie talk.
No, I was just saying that I liked everybody's dialogue the last couple of days, and I thought everybody that was there, it was appropriate.
I love AJ's reactions to things. AJ... He's so expressive.
David, let Carrie talk. No interruption, David.
Wow.
Go ahead, Carrie.
Speak, Carrie, speak.
No, I was just saying, everybody that spoke, I liked the dialogue, and I thought it was, I mean, I really in particular loved Michael's scenes, you know, and the things he said, at Edward's bedside, you know, about, you know, I didn't have the last name and I wasn't raised, but you made me feel welcome. And I liked everybody's flashbacks, too. And Tracy, one minute I wanted to slap her, and the other, you know, in the next breath I felt bad for her. She's, like, had me going up and down with the emotional roller coaster. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, David, if you want to say something, you can.
Listen to this. Listen to this tweet. This is from Justin in Atlanta. He wrote, "I bet you $10 Westboro Baptist Church shows up at Larry Hagman's funeral. Cue their tweets now."
Oh, he hates that church. He hates that church.
They show up everywhere.
Well, yeah, with good reason. Well,
I know. I know. I understand. He told me all about it once. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I loved everybody's scene, too. It was really nice.
I did, I thought it was, the way Ron wrote it, I thought it was absolutely perfect.
Nancy Lee Grand just tweeted, R.I.P. Larry Hagman. She just found out about it.
This is truly a Black Friday after all. Rest in peace, J.R. Ewing. Rest in peace, Larry Hagman.
Yeah, that one was from... Scotty B, he said, "This is truly a Black Friday after all." R.I.P. J.R. Ewing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he put rest in peace. Yes, it's true. Charlie, you getting some tweets on my feed from some people? They said, "Tell Carly to cheer up. She broke news."
Oh, great!
This is a good thing.
That is
I
a good
know.
Thing. That's a good compliment.
I mean, it's sad that you... Y'all know what I mean. Look. Okay, come
on.
I still can't believe her. She's passed. This is weird.
But he's going to the great ranch in the sky. Look, y'all better be glad I'm acting like this
really
now. I mean, y'all better be glad I'm acting like this now before the medication kicks in.
Oh, God. Hey, wait, what medication are you on? Sorry, Did they give you good drugs? They still give you really good drugs.
They gave me prednisone, and they gave me, I forgot how to pronounce it. But they gave that to me, but I can only take one pill a day, because if I take two, that really knocks me out.
Is it Valium? No?
I tried, Carly. Tried. But no, they didn't give it to me. Well, let me say, a certain doctor didn't give it to me.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we all know who I was talking about, I guess, when I said that. There's a certain doctor who didn't give that to me.
Here's a really good tweet that I've noticed. It's from Keith G.H. Alive, and he or she writes, "Best wishes and nothing but prayers and positive thoughts to Raven Beauty, who has been an inspiration to all of us soap fans. Hugs, love."
Yeah, she's going through a real hard time.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I've been following with the Facebook post that she's been making. I feel bad for her with all the stuff she's dealing with.
Yeah.
But she's been finding the good fight for a long time, though. I mean.
Yeah, she has. She has.
I mean, even for me.
Like I said, though,
we are dealing with a lot of people who are dealing with cancer these days.
Well, it seems like that's all.
Didn't John Engel have a form of cancer too? I think it was skin cancer or something.
Melanoma, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we're losing people to cancer a lot lately.
On a more happy note, let's talk about something other than cancer death.
Let's talk about how hot Sean Cannon is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
now. Let's just talk about him shirtless. Please let there be a shirtless scene coming up.
Oh,
please,
God,
let there
yes,
be a shirtless.
Please.
I just can't believe how well, like, okay, what I saw when I was in the hospital, his whole, I just like how his character, how like, they're taking his character, like the direction they're taking him in. Because if you weren't there for the whole start of the AJ, Sonny, Carly, Jason, Michael thing, you're getting caught up now. Like, everybody's telling you the backstory, you're getting it from different points of view. And now you have somebody who was in the middle of it, trying to figure out who was right, who was wrong, and where they want to go from there. And Chad is doing an awesome job as Michael, being confused and, you know, pretty much everything that, as a viewer, you was hoping he would be. Like, when he gets old enough and if everybody tells him the truth, then he's going to have to figure out where does he fit, whose side is he really on. And you're getting it from everybody, Carly, Sonny, and thank goodness they brought AJ back.
But, okay, maybe he doesn't have to take a side now that he's older, though.
Well, it's up to him what he wants to do. That's the best part about this whole storyline. It's not like it's him getting a sense of what happened. Like, why is all this stuff, why did everything go down the way it did?
Well,
like, you never thought of... Okay.
Go ahead, Candace.
No. What I was saying is that in any kind of family, if there's past drama that's been brought into the present, you want to know why. You want to know what's the reason this person acts funny towards this person. You want to know what did, you know, if you feel this way.
Welcome back, Kel.
Why?
Thanks. Yeah, I agree. I couldn't have said it better, Candace. I don't think at this stage of the game he should have to choose. It doesn't mean just
right.
because he accepts AJ doesn't mean he doesn't love and appreciate what Sonny and Carly did for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he should have all the information so he can decide what
yeah,
he wants as an adult.
Yeah, the thing is, AJ was never a bad person to begin with. He was never a bad person to begin with. Carly and Sonny, they drove him to.
You know,
let everybody speak.
Now that's true to a point, but I'm still not gonna. I agree with you. He was driven to certain things, but he still had free will. I still won't give him a pass.
I know,
did.
And I'm not denying that he made some bad choices. But again, his decisions were impaired because of the fact that he was frustrated beyond all belief, and I would be frustrated too if
well,
I were.
You know,
him.
Everybody. You know, there's no doubt about that. But like for instance, when he. Took the three kids. Let's say that there's no doubt I'm in agreement. He was frustrated with what they were doing to him, but why did he take... I mean, he involved two other children in it as well, and, you know, Christina had nothing to do with anything, and he caused, you know, her mother undue, you know. So I can play it down the middle and see, obviously, that's why I don't have a problem with it coming up now, because Michael can know all the facts and know that AJ... wasn't just a deadbeat that didn't want to be in his kid's life.
Well, no, he was never a deadbeat to begin with.
Oh.
You know, the whole reason why he started drinking in the first place was because he got hurt by this woman who he married, who was only using him for money. And when that news hit him, when he found out that he was being played with, that's when he started drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
He never started drinking just for the fun of it. He started drinking to numb the pain of
no,
being
no,
okay,
no,
you know why? Excuse me.
Hold
he
on.
Drank that night that he ran Jason in the telephone pole. Let's
no, no.
get that right, first
women.
Of all.
Women.
What woman
well,
are you
calm down. I want to know what he's talking about.
Let me pull up the name. I can never remember the woman's name. Hold on mm-hmm. here.
Was that before or after?
This was a different actor.
Okay, but wait a minute. No. Time out a minute. Was this marriage with this woman that supposedly did this, was this before or after he wrapped Jason around the tree?
Before.
No.
I think what he's talking about is in the time period before Sean Kanan took over the role. I think that, because I know there's... I'll have to look it up, but I think that's what he's talking about.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm pulling this up here.
What was it?
I can never remember the woman's name, though. That's why I... But that's
okay,
when the drinking started. It started before... it started before the accident.
But even so, let's assume, until you find that, let's assume you're right that he started drinking because the woman was using him. People go through this all the time.
Here we go. Listen. Let me read this to you, and you'll understand what I'm talking about when I read this to you. Ugh, come on, stop freezing up on my you stupid thing. Okay. Here we go. Pages loading up takes forever to do, but
Okay, but just for the sake of this conversation, whether he was with a woman that used him or whatever, he had free will. I'm not going to blame someone else for his drinking because with
It wasn't that she used him. It was the way that he found out about it that killed him.
But
and
I'm still not
going to
place
really
his drinking upon that because everybody has free will to do what they want. Now, of course, in life there's factors that contribute to every decision we make. So let's fast forward to the whole Michael thing. We all know that there were things that led up to... I mean, look, I will not defend Sonny and Carly, what they did. I mean, they hung him up on him. He hung him up on a meat hook and threatened to kill him if he didn't sign over his rights. So, to me, it doesn't even matter what AJ did or didn't do because that was uncalled for on every level.
Hi, baby girl. Yeah.
But I do think
that's right.
Neat the way that I didn't expect Ron and to write it in the perspective that Michael was given AJ the benefit of the doubt so quickly because he was raised to hear such nasty things about him his whole life.
I mean, but Sonny and Carly, I'll say Sonny more than Carly. I think Sonny is still not telling the whole truth. Some things are not really, you know, like they saying AJ pushed Carly down the stairs, which is not true.
Yeah, they were in a tussle. He didn't intentionally throw her down the
stairs. Right, he snatched away.
Uh-huh. It was an accident.
Right. But regardless, you know, he's saying that he pushed her, which is not true.
No, that's not true. He didn't push her.
Oh, of course not.
No,
AJ would never do that.
I remember that.
AJ too much of a
thing
to do that.
It's on film. It's on film.
I feel like he pushed her. I'm sorry.
You can look back on YouTube.
He
did
not push her.
He didn't push her. You can look back in the scene.
Okay, I know. I'm saying I know he didn't push her, but I feel like he pushed her. Sorry.
Wait, what?
Well, he didn't push us.
This
doesn't even make any sense. He did
you guys
push her,
hate
but you feel like he pushed her.
You hate, okay, you guys hate Sonny for the things he has done. Why can't he do
it? If everybody tells the truth, Michael can make up his mind the right way.
First
you know,
of all,
if you're going to hide
Nick.
Stuff and then stuff,
there we go.
You know,
yeah. Nikki.
And then Carly and Sonny are is
the
will push him away farther and farther.
Listen to this. Okay. This is
what?
Nikki Langton. That was the girl involved. She came to town looking for revenge against Monica for her father David's death. When she malpractice against Monica failed, she began dating AJ. Nikki soon tricked AJ into proposing marriage so that she could get her hands on the Quartermain fortune. In November of 92, AJ was devastated to find out that Nikki had left him at the altar after Alan had paid her to leave town. AJ began turning to alcohol to numb the pain.
Okay. So... Well,
but it still falls on him. But so anyway, just to clear something up, I adore Sonny. Actually, Sonny was my first love even before Jason was. But that doesn't mean that I, you know, in hindsight, agree with the lengths that he went to because really, in the grand scheme of things, it was above and beyond. Now that all the cards are on the table, Michael can make a decision. And having said that, and I was glad when Michael said to him, Sonny's very insecure. He says, I was your father. Why would he think? Michael says, no. I don't think just because he knows AJ that
he's
Sonny's being his father.
What?
Sonny is a great many things, including insecure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I am blaming Sonny for being a little insecure when it comes to AJ and the whole thing. I don't.
No, he's insecure. His insecurity even has nothing to do with AJ. It goes back to his childhood. Not even about AJ. That's why he is the way he is. And the way he acts, the way he acts. But, but I will say, and I've said this a million times, he has filled, you know, a void was left, vacated a month or so ago, and he's filled it. They got show need in it.
I agree.
Even if I hate, you know, just like Jerry Jackson's not a nice person, but I thought he was just what the doctor ordered.
Oh, my God, don't get me started on Jerry Jackson. Edward is barely in the ground, and apparently Jerry Jackson will be coming back to town very shortly.
Wait, who?
What did you say,
Jerry's
coming back?
Yep, he's coming back,
awesome.
According to what I've
heard. Let Jerry Jackson come back.
When did you see that?
Oh, it was on a spoiler thing I read earlier in the week.
Oh, for the hell of it, I will come Jerry back.
Is that the one that said something about Brenda? Is that the one that said something about Brenda was supposed to come back?
Oh, Lord, good morning.
Honestly, with everything this week, I don't even remember.
Okay, you know what? If Jerry comes back, let him come back. Let him come back with open arms and let him do whatever Jerry needs to do. Go for it, Jerry. I'm on.
I heard
Jerry, come back.
Rick Hurst was coming back.
Woohoo! Yep, he was on the set. He was on the set of
he was only visiting. He wasn't recording. He wasn't filming anything.
So they said. I don't believe that for a second.
Me either. I don't put anything past General Hospital anymore.
Don't forget, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks or so ago, they said Anders. You know, there was rumors that they wanted Anders to come back to film for Faison, when in actuality he had already filmed.
Yeah.
So him being on the set and a picture being taken, nothing's a coincidence over there. I don't buy it.
Yeah, me either.
Then there's rumors. One of the sites had, you know, speculating that maybe, what was it, Oliver? Jack Wagner may be back taping?
Jack Wagner, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, B&B. It's still trying to lure him back on B&B,
I
don't know.
They do need a lead, another male lead.
I wouldn't mind him back on B&B if Bridget would come back, but him by himself.
Yeah. I agree with you on that, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I know you're always on the phone.
Hold on, guys, for 1 second, Pat.
Hold on.
Okay.
It was nice to see Ned.
Oh, by the way, Carly, look around and see if you notice, see who else is on the line, because I gave Brassy Lady the phone number to call in, so I don't know if she's on the line yet.
Okay, 347-850-8721.
Hey,
and there's no new callers on the line yet, so.
Oh, okay.
By 347-850-8721.
That guy.
Where's Shiloh?
Long story. I don't want to talk about it. I
remember. What?
You know.
I'm dying to know what kind of story that will. Carrie. Yes.
There's a rumor about.
Wow, look at this. Look at this, guys.
Samantha, what did you say?
Zap Twit is now reporting it on Larry Hagman. A lot of people are now reporting it on Twitter.
Have we not moved past?
Yeah, let's go back.
Like
let's go back.
Yeah, I think I should get credit, people, but that's just me.
Oh, my God.
Samantha, what were you saying?
I just wanted Carrie to know there's a rumor that about Ted King.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ted King.
There's
a question about whether or not he really is, whether or not.
Hey, Carrie, can you look in this album for a minute?
What's her name?
Yeah,
what's his name? That Tomas is really in Alcazar. There's a rumor about that, and that's why Todd is going to bust up the wedding.
Amanda, what were you going to say?
A new commercial.
If they bring Ted King back, I hope to God it says Lorenzo. And it's funny because I thought about that the other day with Lila Ray and Sky being back on. It makes perfect sense. I mean, I don't know how long what the hell's her name? Sky is back.
Yeah, that would
be
interesting because that would be bigamy if that really is Lorenzo. He can't marry someone else.
Here he is trying to marry Blair.
Wait, rumor that Heather might be still married to Edward? Okay, that, no. No, that would be too fucked up.
And he's Tia's brother, so is Lorenzo... Y'all are making me... Okay, stop. Because that just threw the mess out of me just now.
I know, but like I said, that's the rumor going on, that they're one and the same.
Todd's
going to bust up the wedding when he finds out.
I know Cass have put on her page that she was working, that she already did a scene with Tia, Sky and Carly, that they did a scene together, which I can't wait for because I've been.
That's interesting because what would Florencia have? Why would Florencia? I'm trying to figure out where Tia would fit into all of this.
Exactly.
Because after the whole baby drama, I figured she was done and.
To
find out something like this, oh boy, she would be really pissed off.
Carly and Blair, probably because it's hard. Sky and Blair because, well, it's Sky and Blair.
Yeah.
See, there's a piece of the puzzle.
I was always hoping, and I know there were rumors in the beginning, I wish they would, wouldn't you think they'd have to address this whole Victor thing that he's, quote, not dead?
Oh, they're going to have to do that, too.
Not really, they haven't, but
I think the problem has been trying to convince Trevor St. John to come on.
Samantha has to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying that what the rumor said was basically, it's not a big rumor. I mean, it's not a big thing. It just says, here, hold on. Ted King, Alcazar, Tomas, Victor, what? So I just wanted to mention they did put Victor's name in there. So.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know.
And you know what's interesting? I find with General Hospital recently, these rumors will come out as rumors. But like for instance, the Anders Hove thing, it was a rumor that he made tape and he had already been in there. So it seems like these rumors come out after it's already a done deal, that when they're already in taping.
Well, yeah, it's better to do it that way. I think.
Well, I don't know if it's a better one. I just find it interesting that a couple of different times it's been supposed rumors and it's already been a done deal. But I know Frank, I'm pretty sure in the early days, Frank said he was going to resolve, you know, the Victor thing. But, you know, like you said, depending on Trevor St. John's willingness or ability to come, that would obviously, you know, just like there were other storylines going to happen before somebody left.
Right, remember, General Hospital tapes on the West Coast, and One Life to Live was always on the East Coast, so I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, and of course, if they did that, it would be a short arc. They would get him in there, because, Anders taped 7 episodes in, 2 days. So even if they wouldn't have to move out there forever. They come in, do some scenes, wrap it up, and leave. It's not like it's a lifetime commitment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Blair, you know, Cassie comes in and out. Faison did. So, you know, I don't.
Yeah, that's another thing. How can you not know you're kissing a mask?
Well, I mean, that's just the logic that we have to check at the door.
That just drives me nuts. That's the one thing that drives me nuts. How can you not know you're kissing a mask?
Well, as long slap together yet.
God.
I mean, you know, it did, I mean, Yeah, it's weird, but no, Diva, I never thought about that until you said that, okay? So, but maybe the mask is like glued onto him, and whenever he wants,
I don't know. Pull it off anytime he wants. He pulled it off that day. It wasn't glued.
No. I'm just wondering. I mean, you can tell. What is that mask made of? I don't get that. What's that mask made of?
Mm-hmm.
It has eyes.
I know. It's creepy. The whole thing's creepy.
So I'm curious to see. Now, I guess the next big drama will be whatever's in this will of Edwards and who's in, who's out.
Oh, listen to this. Yeah, I saw.
That's going to be very
when I was watching the show, I paused it when it showed a good frame of it. And listen to this. Tracy is completely cut out of the will.
Okay. Okay, David. Where did you read that one?
But listen to this. Alice gets not only 5% of ELQ, but also gets all of his money and personal effects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are you reading this?
Yeah, I read it right off the screen. I was reading it. Tracy was not mentioned whatsoever. Monica got, got a percentage. And the grandkids all got percentages.
Wait, what day was this?
This was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
They showed it for like a fraction of a second.
No, they showed it. I have a DVR, so I paused it, and it showed it on the page. Oh, and by the way, the lawyer who witnessed it was Philip Drummond. You remember from Different Strokes?
Okay, David. You are not making sense.
No. I'm telling you, that's what was written on there as the witnessing lawyer. Philip K. Drummond.
You sure it wasn't Johnny Cochran?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Seriously. I'm telling you, this is what was written on the thing. He did not leave anything for Tracy. He left a couple shares for Monica, a couple shares for the grandkids and for the great grandchildren. It's all the living grandchildren and great grandchildren.
Wait, I'm Kathy. You bought one day, right?
He didn't leave anything by name.
I what?
Wait, David, be quiet for a minute. Kathy, did you see any of this?
Well, I didn't pause it. They showed the will, but
for a fraction of a second.
For a minute. I guess if you paused it on that exact minute when they had the page open, you maybe could have read something, I guess.
Yeah, I read the whole thing.
If you speed read.
No, yeah. I paused it and read the whole damn thing. Matter of fact.
I guess they have it open. I guess if you paused right on that page, maybe you could have read something, I guess.
Okay. Wait a minute. What part, David, did you see that? Because I'm watching it on YouTube right now as we speak when they're doing the opening part.
Thank you, Candace.
When
Heather was reading it?
Heather Weber was going through the will. When she was commenting on how Edward thought of everything, the camera looked over her shoulder and you could see both pages of the will.
I do remember that.
It was around the 25-minute mark, right? Like, right after Michael had his flashback with Edward, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was before Sky walked into the room.
Wait a minute. I'm going to start when Heather came in, okay? So I'm at the 22 mark, okay?
Heather walks in and everything. She pulls up the wheel, and then it cuts away. Then she comes back.
She's opening the file. David, you do realize that if I find out you lying, even though I'm somewhere far away, I got people.
I am not lying to you. I am not lying. I'm telling you exactly what I read.
Okay.
David? David, if you are lying, you will be muted for like a thousand minutes.
I'm telling you.
Hold on.
Wait a minute, Carly. Carly.
All right, at the 24 on YouTube, I'm just saying this right now. At the 54 second mark, the will is available to see. It does say Philip A. Drummond, attorney at law. I'm not kidding. It seems like
what?
It's from June 20th of 08. It says Edward Lewis Quartermain. I hereby It does say Philip A. Drummond. I am looking at it right now. It was at the if you go on YouTube, all right, and you go to the 24-minute, 24-second part of General Hospital, it does have for a split second the will.
And then the first,
okay,
page,
wait a minute. I got
to
get on YouTube to see this.
If you go to the first page, you'll see how and where Edward left everything to everyone.
Well, they did show it open.
What day was that? What day was that? The 22nd?
21st.
They did show the page open, so if you stopped and paused your DVR right at that page, you probably could have read something.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I do see Edward Lewis Quartermain.
Yep, and then it flips forward to the front page, and that's where you'll see it on the front page.
Hold
where
on.
He left everything.
Because it does say officiary Philip A. Drummond.
Yep,
title
that's
of
the second
person,
page.
Attorney at law.
That's the second page of the will.
And then it said it was completed in June 20th of 08.
Yeah. And it's going to flip to the front. If you keep going, it'll flip to the front page, and you'll see.
Wait a minute. I had to go back. Hold on. Because now, all right, wait a minute. Michael,
does it say Edward Quartermain Wills or anything?
It's when Heather, wait a minute. I really can't believe I'm doing this, but I have to.
What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know.
Okay. You guys know that. You guys do know that Ron has a sense of humor, right?
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute.
If it says Mr. Drummond, then I bet he left everything to Mrs. Garrett.
I know.
So. Wait a minute. ID Edward Lewis Quartermain.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, I'm actually reading this. This is kind of cool. Edward Lewis Quartermain. The relic that they got, when I got the ID, you know, the Edward of his. Okay. So, yeah. So, I saw that part. Towards the end of the show when Heather is doing it. Okay. All right, ma'am. And that's when he said, thought of everything. All right, so.
You guys have some good eyes.
I feel like I'm a Murder, She Wrote. I better get a title for this, Carly. Carly, am I getting the Daytime After Dark, like, investigative?
Yes, but you're still the correspondent, too.
So Tracy got cut out completely. Monica got mentioned by name, and so did Alice, and the rest was his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Unnamed them.
I didn't see them.
Okay, who did he name?
She named Alice.
The great-grandchildren. Were they named?
No. The grandchildren and the great-grandchildren were all unnamed.
Well, in 2008, there were no great-grandchildren. Well, only one, but he didn't know it.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Oh, Michael. Michael.
No. Oh, that's right.
Michael?
Yeah. No, Michael's a grandson.
Oh, Michael, yeah, you're right.
Michael's a grandson.
Yeah, that's right, Michael, too.
No, Michael's a great-grandson. Child.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Danny
wasn't there, so.
And
you're right.
Ethan and Lulu are our grandchildren by marriage.
Through Tracy's marriage to
Luke.
Did he make anything for Luke?
We don't know because it didn't say.
But you see, Tracy married Luke. Luke's kids.
I love Luke. I want me to Luke.
Stepchildren.
So the grandchildren would be Ned, Dylan.
Dylan?
Keisha.
Okay.
I'm going to the Remember the wards?
Yep.
But Keisha wasn't related.
Yes, they were, because he said that they were his grandkids.
Yeah,
yeah, but we're talking. Yeah, but Keisha wasn't blood related, though, right?
No.
Okay.
They were related to Bradley Ward. Bradley Ward was Edward's son.
Edward's son was Mary May.
Yeah, but how was Keisha related to
No,
Bradley?
Yeah, but Keisha wasn't.
Wait a minute. Bradley's son, Justice, and Keisha were brother and sister.
Wait,
no,
hold on,
they were brother and sister.
Justice and Keisha was brother and sister.
Maya is the granddaughter. Maya is the granddaughter.
I don't think Keisha was. I don't think Keisha was blood.
Keisha wasn't related because she was dating AJ and Jason.
Maya is.
Maya maybe, but not Keisha.
Not Keisha.
Keisha was dating Jason. She slept with him. They couldn't have been blood related.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say, and Keisha dated AJ, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm about to find out for y'all.
I thought Keisha and Justice were cousins.
Anyway, because
but
of
in
Tracy's
any case,
marriage,
first of all, but even, but you know something, even like Luke's
Tracy's
kids,
marriage,
Edward does not have to leave anything to Luke's kids if he doesn't
want
to.
Oh, my gosh, because of Tracy's marriage.
What do you mean, oh, my gosh? I know he's married, but that doesn't mean Edward has to leave him anything.
This would make Johnny Sakara one of Tracy's kids.
Okay, wait a minute, hold on. All right, we're right. Okay, so here's what the deal with Keisha is. Keisha and Justice were paternal cousins. Maya and Keisha were paternal cousins. Jason and AJ were removed cousins. Therefore, they could date. Okay, there you go. So that was great. I love that moment. Okay. I'm getting out of this investigation.
See, Tracy herself was cut out, but it mentioned all living grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I imagine this also means by marriage.
Not necessarily.
Tracy married both Gino Salito and Luke Spencer.
That wouldn't be bad.
And Anthony Sakara.
I'm sorry, but you don't... That
wasn't
considered
a grandchildren. I'm sorry.
They wouldn't be entitled to a damn thing just because she married Luke.
Right. They wouldn't be.
Well, they would only get it if Edward wanted them to.
Children like Lucky and Ethan and Lulu, Edward loved them.
They would have to be named in that will if he
but
wanted to.
That doesn't mean he was
going to
leave them a piece of their pie.
Okay, so here's the grandkids. Okay, Sky, by adoption. Justice, who died, so it would be his next of kin. Ned, AJ,
Jason,
Robert Frank. Who the heck was Robert Frank?
Franco.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Emily,
and
if she was alive. Emily,
yeah.
For her would be her twin, I guess, because they treated her like a quarter man. And
mm-hmm.
Dylan.
Nicholas Cassadine, who was Emily's husband when Emily died.
But he wouldn't
have it listed.
Oh, you guys, the 90 seconds we are going off, but we are not going away. But, what happened to Tylo? I thought he was calling in.
Who was supposed to call in?
Wait a minute. Elizabeth was going to get something.
Yes.
Wait a second. Hold up.
No, Elizabeth wasn't mentioned in the will, though.
No, but I'm saying
that's what we're trying to tell you about everybody else.
Wait a minute. If the great-grandchildren, Jake is a great-grandchild, Monica and them did know about it.
No, Edward didn't.
So if it happened in
08. No.
Yeah, but it says living.
Yeah,
great-grandchildren.
Yeah, it's living, first of all, because it doesn't.
Jake isn't living.
But wait a minute, if that person is a recipient inside the will, it depends on how they have it. They will give it to the next of kin or to that parent.
Edward and Monica, at the time that will was drawn up, Edward and Monica did not know about Jake.
That's right.
Well,
was
written.
Dang, I had to think about that.
And I'm guessing that Edward had cut Tracy out of the will back then because of all the shenanigans that Tracy had pulled back then. This is
That doesn't even matter because Tracy would contest it.
Exactly.
Tracy doesn't have to go home because he was in sound mind when he did that.
Right.
Mm. Well, they'd have
He wasn't bedridden. He wasn't sick. He wasn't any of those. He was of sound mind. If he cut her out, he cut her out.
Exactly.
I know Tracy wants
and
to fight it. Of course
she's
going to fight it because she wants, you know.
You.
Right.
But she's not going to get it. There's no way she's
going to
get it.
But we don't know. Like I said.
We don't know yet.
First of all, do we know that's even a valid will that when he pulled, that Heather pulled out the drawer?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Number one, we don't know if it's valid, and number two, did Heather, it doesn't look like Heather did anything to it, but then again, I don't think she did.
She just looked
at
it
and
put it away afterwards.
This is the same woman who keeps getting out of a mental institution when she's not supposed to be.
Yeah, I call her the Energizer Bunny because she keeps going and going and going.
Oh, that could apply to many more people.
Mm-mm-mm. No, but that doesn't matter which will is in the drawer. His lawyer has a copy of the will. That's the one that's going to stand.
Right. Heather can't get a hold of that either. So.
No, but what I'm saying is the one they showed us, the viewers, we don't know if that's accurate.
I can't see it no way.
Just like did Tracy and Luke mess with Alan's will? We know that.
Oh, of course she messed with Alan's will.
Hmm.
But she had Luke's help to do it. And Luke is still in a Turkish prison. So Luke can't help her right now.
I think she'd find a way even without Luke. She's a resourceful woman. And I'm still of the belief, I'm not convinced that AJ is as out of the loop as we think he is.
Oh, no. Edward was nowhere out of the loop.
I said AJ.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The way she was going on about, I know something they don't know. I don't know what the hell it is. I just hope he leaves the knives to Alan, to Alice, because she needs him to defend everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how he left everything to Alice.
Well, look, if Tracy had her way, she'd try to get Sky out of the way, and Alan and Edward accepted her.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm sure that kid's going to have something. She was Lila's namesake. You know he provided for her.
Candace dropped off.
Who?
Candace dropped off.
We're going to have to go through this when Sam accepts that Jason's dead, too.
Oh, please. We don't have to worry about it. She can't do no sad things, no way. She's a terrible actress.
All she can do is lie on her back and life, so.
Well, it's her through VH, and it's going to get her through DWTS.
Alva, that's what Kylie said at the beginning of the show. She was talking about her dancing ability, but she made the comment, all she can do is lie on her back.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alva, how it go,
man? That just showed me that show is not right.
And exactly, Anne. Kale, Brenda said goodnight. Bob
and then
control.
I had heard. I think it was Road to Nowhere, one of them, that one of the girls was on Twitter, and some of her followers were saying that they had opened up, like, over 100 accounts, and they were, like, robo-counting and robo-counting, and that I guess she told them in one of her PAs or whatever she did is that just get me through the first 3 weeks, and we'll take it from there.
She's going to win.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't talk like that tonight, okay?
She's going to win.
Kathy?
I'm the correspondent.
I know that, but I don't even want to think that. My.
She is dancing up to the caliber of these people that she was dancing with. Where is her head?
Well, we all have to get together and get behind one of them, either Melissa or Sean, the one we think can beat her, because we all have to get together and go crazy on the phones, and we have to get behind someone.
I'm going again behind Sean because I think she's the one that can go toe-to-toe with her.
That's what I think.
I do like Melissa. I mean, I think she's good, too.
I like Melissa, too, but I think Sean's
the one. But, Carly, you have to look at it this way. It's not about the dancing ability.
It's who the hell can look at it as who do you think has a chance, a realistic shot of not
I think we have to get behind Sean.
I understand that. I just thought Melissa has done so great in this competition. And
me too. Alva does too. Alva likes her too.
Yeah, I do. I would really love her to win because I think she deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was saying.
And like Kathy said, she's been like number one almost through the whole thing.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. She does deserve it. But the sad news is that she came on the show and they cheating for Kelly. And that's the sad news.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right.
So,
but...
And I'm like, Carrie, how do we know that Kelly is getting all these votes that she's getting? We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. Because let me but I want to know is how in the hell can you vote like this when, believe me, I call, I Facebook, I vote anyway. We can't.
Oh, God.
And I think being that it's the end and she's got a shot to win, you're going to see people in from the soap community, because everybody's going to put their fucking propaganda out, vote for her, and I think she's going to have enormous votes.
I do, too, and I think Sean's votes and Melissa's votes are going to wipe each other out, and she's going to come through the winner.
It could be.
That's what I think. I think Sean and Melissa's votes are going to wipe each other out, and she's going to come through the winner. I really believe she's going to win.
We have to get behind someone,
and I think the person with the strongest fan base is Sean. I'm stronger than Melissa's, so I think we have to get behind Sean.
And isn't she more known as far as, you know, name? Don't you think people know Sean more than they know this Melissa? I don't know, because I don't know either one of them, really.
Yes.
So
Sean
that's why I figure...
Olympic gold medalist, and people
that's
love
why
her.
I figure she has a realistic chance. Unfortunately, however good Melissa is, I don't think she's going to stand up in the fan voting.
I think she just has worked her ass off to see them really good. And
I agree. I agree with you, Kylie. I mean, it's a shame. It's just a shame. Maybe what will happen, this could happen, we can put our votes behind Sean, and Kelly can get her fan votes, and maybe Melissa will come through the winner. That could happen, too, with the two. Sean and Kelly could wipe each other out. And Melissa
yeah, you know what? I never thought I would say this, but, you know, we got to stop wishing that we get away, but I just want to see what ends on Tuesday, I believe. Right?
Yeah. You know, if this was any other soap star, I would be happy about it, and I would say go for it, but the fact that she...
Yeah, exactly. Me, too.
...pushed, you know... It's just annoying, but unfortunately she's made it this far, and I find it hard that an ABC is going to let one of their own go home.
They let Lucy go home. They let Cameron go home.
Yeah, but this is Kelly. And they went up again. But this was just an ordinary. Weren't those just ordinary? I mean, this is like, quote, the All-Stars. Especially with her. And that's another thing. She's probably going to win it just on sympathy because people were probably pissed because, rightfully, she did win. However you agree or disagree with the fact that it's a popularity contest, she did win the first season. And that stupid idiot bitch complained and whined like a little baby, John O'Hurley.
Oh, yeah.
Which
and then
they
have the rematch, which shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, whether you agree or disagree with the fact of how they
here's your girl, Kelly Ma. Thank you guys so much for voting.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I know she
and I am so excited. You know what? For some reason, somebody said that Carrie Ann said the fix is already in.
Hey, Carly, I got a question. If she wins, right, can you tweet her and ask her to come on Daytime After Dark? Are you there?
Okay, Carrie, who wants to take the interview then? Because I can't.
I'm sure you'll have a few people lining up to do so. I know a few that would line up to do it.
Okay, Carrie, again, no one's taking over my show, so again, that will never happen.
Oh, shit. So I can continue to bash her then?
Yes.
Okay, good. No, but in all seriousness,
you know, if it hurts, some people talk that we are bashing her, well, tune me off then, because
she's hurt our heart for 9 years. She almost damn near killed our show.
Yep. By the way, Yahoo and this now,
she's killing Dancing with the Stars because I like the show and I think it's good. She's not the best dancer.
Oh, guys.
But Kathy, think of it this way. At least you know she's going to be gone next season. Can we say that about GH?
Right. All right. You got me.
Listen to this one from Justin in Atlanta. He says, I wish Pamela were dreaming this. R.I.P. Larry Hagman.
I'm over him now.
Yeah, but the funny is, it's just funny because of the dream sequence gag.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Funny. That is funny. That is funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, remember, kill me, Kathy. Yeah. Well, either way, at least next week we won't have to look at her and all that love in our timeline for her one way or another.
Oh, yeah, and you know what, Anne? We never have to look at her in those skimpy little things that is probably going to fall off her body at any moment.
Oh, great. There's going to be Sunny and Kate stuff next week. Ugh.
Oh, that's fine. Better than Sam.
Better than Sam.
And before you know it, it'll be time for the nurse's ball preparations.
Oh, I can't wait for the nurse's ball.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Anything but Sam in those spoilers, I'm good.
Exactly.
Because, like I said, I'm just waiting for
Sam dropped off, too?
I was just going to say, is Samantha here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Alva, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alva's still
okay.
Here. Abba's still here, Carrie's still here, you're still here, Kathy, and David's still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the milk carton with his picture yet, but that's coming soon. And if I were John McBain, the way she talked to him, I would have told him, that bitch, go F yourself.
Oh,
exactly.
He's been so good to her, like, good beyond.
Good beyond him, sir.
Well, I've always thought, I thought Sam was an idiot the way she treated Jason.
Well, she didn't, she just kissed his ass. That's all she ever did.
No,
yeah,
I mean, with the whole divorce nonsense.
Well, they should have just got divorced and get it over with.
Well, we all know Jason is not really dead, so, I mean, he's just probably hiding somewhere. Okay, David, I didn't say that's be ridiculous. I just said he's hiding somewhere.
Yeah, but I think Franco's gone somewhere.
I hope he's just swimming with the fishes myself.
I don't want Jason to really be dead, so.
I happened to turn on SoapNet last night, and they were showing it was last year's Thanksgiving, because it was right, I think it must have been right after the rape, because she was like, talking her shit, and I'm like, oh, there's Jason.
Yep.
I got aggravated all over again about that whole thing.
Stop holding me around the floor.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, my favorite Thanksgiving of the Coleman when they got robbed. That was awesome.
Yeah, because Tracy set up the whole thing.
I know, but I just thought it was really cool acting and everything, and I liked it. And, you know, that song they sing them in, that can get so in your head.
Mm-hmm, I know.
So, I mean,
I'm thinking I'm going to call it a night. I'll talk to you all next week.
Okay.
Good night,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ugh. Is everyone still there?
Alva. Yeah, Alva didn't say bye.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess it's just you and me then, huh? Scary.
I didn't say that. But no, I mean, I'm gonna watch. Well, I have all week of soaps, but you know what? I'm just saying that they don't have to take Thursday, Friday soaps away on the holidays. I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad in a way because the whole tribute to Edward, that had me done. I was just absolutely done after Tuesday and Wednesday's shows. I need Thursday and Friday off after that.
Oh, no, not me, because there's nothing else on TV and you bored out your fucking mind.
No, I mean, it was just, I would... It's just, I would watch it. I watched it, and I would laugh and cry at the same time. Oh, and you've got to watch Wednesday's show, because the body doubles for Edward, you'll see him, and it's just like it was John Engel. They did a great job with that on Wednesday.
In my little head, David, that I want that to, you know, in my little head, I really want it to be really John Engel. I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't want to think of it as a body double.
Well, the body double, they only showed Edward from the rear, and they also showed Lila. They had a body double actress for Lila. And so it showed Edward and Lila's ghosts right at the end. Saying goodbye to the
okay,
family.
You're spoiling it for her.
You're spoiling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, David, thanks.
Don't spoil it.
You've got to see this thing. It's just so beautiful.
Well, don't spoil it for her.
David, do you really want to be on mute for a long, long time?
No. Sorry.
See, Kathy can never be on mute, so.
I didn't tell her one thing about the show, and I've been talking
to
her.
And we tell each other everything. But no, it's going to be interesting, you know, to see how everything plays out. And, you know, I want to say kudos to Ken Corday over the Days of Our Life for getting Wally Cruz time to go over there. That was very nice of them.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm. Yeah. With Brad Bill could have done that for Dylan.
Yeah, well.
What?
They didn't.
I would love... What?
They didn't. And, you know, there was some talk at one point for John Paul Lavoisier to take on the role of Dylan. There was some talk about that.
Well, I understand that, but I would love to see Dylan back, even if it was Helmy Cathy.
For a day.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
I love
Dylan.
Dylan.
It would have been good for Tracy
to have her
sons there.
Mm.
Yeah, and, you know, and I would love to see Spinelli and Dylan and Lulu sing, too.
So
you
what
know?
Do you think of this whole thing with Spinelli staying with Ellie, even though Maxie still loves him and he still loves Maxie? I mean, it's like the same
bullshit.
It's the same bullshit that Maxie played with Matt.
I think Ellie might be the nurse that's working with Faison.
Okay, okay. I don't believe that, so we are not going now.
Okay.
Well, Faison has to have somebody to fake the autopsy.
Well, there's a nurse that's working with the bad guys, and it's either a lab technician or a nurse, and I'm hoping it's not Sabrina. I hope it's not Sabrina. I love Sabrina.
I hate that witch, though, Britt. Oh, my God.
I hate her.
Yeah, me too.
I hate
Britt. Well, we agree on something. We agree on something.
Everyone hates Britt.
The woman is a witch.
She's a witch. Yep, I agree.
I I'm curious to see how Tracy reacts to being cut out of a will.
Oh, I
okay,
can imagine.
You know what? Tracy's not perfect, but there's a part of me that still likes her. So, you know, I don't hate Tracy. I hate Monica right now, but I don't hate Tracy.
I don't hate Tracy. I don't hate her. She made me cry the other day. She made me get mad.
Thank
you.
I
got mad at her. I cried. I got mad at her. I cried.
See, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see now. Let me think. Edward had, he didn't have a majority share of the stock, but he also had, he had his stock and Lila's stock when Lila died. Tracy, she was a majority shareholder, because she had her stock, and then she stole Alan's stock, Alan's estate, when Alan died. Monica, she is a voting member. Guy has voting shares.
Jason Howard.
Ned Ashton, he has that. Danny, he's inherited Jason's shares, most likely. Michael, he has the shares in a trust from the Quartermains. Carly has 30% of ELQ stock that she got from Lorenzo Alcazar. But the only one I don't think has stock is AJ.
But AJ was dead.
Well, he was declared dead, yeah.
So I, you know, it's just going to be...
But I would think, though, that AJ would have left shares to Michael, right?
You know what, I don't know, and, you know... AJ is not my favorite person, so I could care less what AJ does.
I love AJ. I absolutely adore him.
I'm liking him better now. Of course, I don't know what he's going to be up to, but everything he's told right now has been the truth, so I can't fault him for that. I can't fault him for that because he's told the truth. So.
Well, I do fault him for that. I really don't. I will, unless he does something amazing. I mean, the only day I've liked him so far is Tuesday. So until he does something totally amazing, then maybe I will like him. But as of now, I have a hate-hate relationship with him.
I'm not. It's not that I like him or I don't like him. I just think he's been honest with the bad stuff he did. He's been honest about everything. Right now, he seems like he's trying to get to know his son. That's what he's trying to do, I think.
Well,
yeah.
I
and he wants to be there for his family. I mean, he's been away for so long.
And you know what? No, in my opinion, he got out of the crime. He was dead for so long. And he wanted, you know, he had mommy hide him. So, in my opinion, you know, until we know what he's really been up to all these years. And
he had to be in recovery. He was in
rehab
for a long time.
Oh, my God, you know what?
Remember, he had a broken back. Okay.
Oh, poor baby. Oh, poor baby. Let me cry for AJ. Poor broken back. Oh, he deserved it.
Seriously, Carly, you know how painful a broken back is?
Okay, you know why? When it comes to AJ, I don't have any sympathy for him. After what he did to Jason, no. No, sorry. I will never forgive him.
Jason, Carly, and Sonny started that. Okay.
Oh, you know what? No, you know what? The Jason thing started way before Sonny and Carly. So I'm sorry what he did with Jason and the accident. I will never forgive him. And I will, no.
Well, that's
sorry,
an accident. And by the way, Jason
oh,
jumped in the car. AJ was driving, yes, but Jason jumped in the car to try and talk him down from driving because AJ was upset about something that happened.
Okay, you know what? It doesn't matter.
The point is Jason chose to get in the car.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
You know what? Oh, okay, so now we are blaming the victim on it. No, I don't think so. I do not think so. No.
If Jason hadn't chosen to get in the car, he never would have gotten injured. Okay.
And you know, oh my God, you can go fuck yourself, David, on that. You know, to say he caused an injury, his own injury, because he tried to stop Amy from killing himself.
No, what I'm saying is AJ was intoxicated, and also, when you are intoxicated, you are more likely to survive a car wreck, okay? Because you are not tensed up. You are, you know. But the point is, AJ was fine. Jason, however, chose to get in the car in an attempt to try and stop AJ.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying Jason chose to get in the car. What happened after that was an accident. It's nobody's fault.
Oh, no.
It
was an accident. It was because of AJ.
The car to try and help.
Well, it was an accident because AJ was drinking. No one should have been in that car.
No,
I'm
not denying that. But I am saying, however, that...
I know what you're saying.
Right. Try and explain it to Carly, though.
No, you know what? AJ should have died in a car wreck. You know what? That would have been justice. For all of it, for injuring Jason.
Well, no one should have died in the car wreck. No one should have died. It was an accident that happened because AJ was drinking. That happens all the time. AJ shouldn't have been drinking.
Okay,
I
love this.
He
I love this. I love AJ off the hook. Well, I'm not.
He had a problem. Jason jumped in the car. It was an unfortunate accident. That's what it was, an unfortunate accident.
Jason, it was his instinct to jump in the car. That was the way he was. Okay?
He was a good person. He was a good person, Jason.
Exactly. He thought he was trying to help. He thought he was going to help.
And unfortunately, AJ was drunk.
Right.
Well, I will never forgive him for what he did.
The thing is this, Carly, bottom line, AJ was not in his
AJ
was not in his right mind at the time. He was drunk. He was in.
Okay, you cannot convince me that AJ is the same way. No, sorry, this is, I'm convinced Sam is not a saint. And so, most two need to be obstinate of dead in that guy or whatever. AJ coming back is very interesting, I will give you that. But what he did to his brother years ago, I will never forgive it. I don't blame Jason for getting in the car. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Well, it's not Jason's fault because he got in the car. Jason was being a good person, trying to help. He was getting in the car. But AJ had a problem, a drinking problem. Not that that's right. That's not right. But AJ did have a drinking problem. And maybe Jason should have let him go off on his own and let him kill himself.
Well, you know what? I will never look at it the way you look at it, David, with the whole AJ mess. You know, and with the whole Sonny and Carly thing, yeah, they messed up. They fucked up. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm still on Team Carly and Sonny for the decision they made. Kathy, are you here?
I'm here.
David hung up.
Well,
what?
Well, you told him to go fuck himself.
Well, you know what? People should know by now not to tell me something stupid about it was Jason's fault because he got in the call. You know, everyone knows Jason, my third husband. Think about that, thank you. Sorry. Yeah, you know what? If Kerry were here, I would have been nicer. This is all Kerry's fault.
Kerry's long gone. Kerry's gone.
I know Kerry is gone. Okay, maybe we should call it night, but are you going to be up for a while?
I don't think so.
How long?
About half an hour. I think I'm going to bed. I'm really tired. I think I'm going to bed.
Okay. We should end it, but you might get a phone call.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.